I'm so sorry. And how are you doing? And is there anything that I can do for you today?
Those simple words can make a world of difference for people going through difficult times. San Jose State instructor Kelsey Crow knows this from personal experience, having been through some serious challenges. But she concedes for years when it came to offering those words to others in need.
I was somebody who might shy away.
Not anymore. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
When you're in the thick of your adversity, you don't quite know what you need.
Kelsey Crow discovered that in her late teens when she found herself essentially without any family or safety net. It would take years for her to realize that what she needed was someone to reach out to her. And yet, she says,
despite my having been through my own adversity, I still wasn't better prepared to be there for others and theirs.
That point, she says, was made painfully clear to her when a friend of hers became a mom.
I shied away from asking her about her daughter, who was newly born with severe special needs.
Because, well, she didn't know what to say. A PhD with expertise in social welfare, Crow began doing research on grief etiquette. Then, life threw her another curveball in the form of breast cancer.
I received an incredible wealth of support from folks in all corners of my life.
And it made a huge difference, she says. Crow is putting all this hard-earned knowledge to work today through an organization she founded called Help Each Other Out. Among their projects, empathy boot camps.
We help people recognize the small moves that make a big difference for somebody in a difficult time.
To learn more about how Kelsey Crow is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.